last night's federal budget. Don't think it had too many surprises, actually. With a lot of leaks came out early, but there's a lot of money being spent. It's all about getting the economy back on track. The CEO of the Tasmanian Chamber of Commerce and Industry is Michael Bailey, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Michael.
G'day, Martin.
Fair to say that there wasn't too many surprises in the budget last night?
Oh, look, isn't it funny? You know, nowadays, our budgets are kind of all pre-announced, aren't they? It's not like the good old days where we're sort of sitting in front of the TV and hear news coming out of the budget. I mean, most of the announcements have been made already, but there still were a number of things that were announced last night that we hadn't heard before. Now, one was the fast-tracking of Marinus, which I think is great news for the Northwest Coast. I mean, that's going to bring us probably 30 years of infrastructure spend across the coast. So there was some good news that we hadn't heard before. But certainly, yeah, most of the stuff had already come out, hadn't it?
Yeah, I sort of found myself drifting off and my mind was thinking about other things other than what I was hearing, and something would catch my attention and I'd sort of start concentrating again. But one of the things I was a bit disappointed was the fact that there's been no increase in the pension. We talked about JobSeeker and how people on that aren't surviving. There's a lot of elderly Australians living in poverty at the moment as well. So for me, who's going to be a pensioner in not too distant future, I found that disappointing.
Yeah, look, Martin, I think what we know too is that low-income earners and pensioners, if they are given additional money, they'll spend it. We know that if higher-income earners get additional money, they normally use it to pay down debt. So, you know, to really push our economy on, the more we can give to our lower-income earners and pensioners, the more it actually plays out across our economy as well. So I don't disagree with you there at all. And you know, I think what we saw last night was a budget that was very much focused on business, you know, one that was really aiming to try and get people back to work. And probably not as much about those social areas. I suspect next budgets will need to focus on more. But yeah, you're right. And again, what we know is that when we provide support to low-income earners, that money is spent. And that's the important thing we need to get into our economy now. Yeah, the money flowing through the economy, and we need to see that really helping our local communities. And I was a bit disappointed with that myself too, to be fair.
We saw a fair bit of tax reform. We're going to get the tax a little bit less, and the theory behind that, of course, is that that extra money we get in our pay packet each week we will spend, and that'll help the economy.
Yeah, look, and what we've seen in Tasmania, one thing I've been so proud about is how Tasmanians have supported Tasmanian businesses so well, and we've seen that playing out across retail and hospitality, and now with tourism, with people touring around the state and going to places they haven't been probably in years before. And now I reckon we'll see that with this tax relief as well. I do think we'll see more Tasmanians supporting Tasmanian businesses. So, you know, the more we can put into people's pockets, the more we'll see that playing out. And look, you know, what I urge everyone as we head into Christmas is, you know, buy local. Make sure you buy local. Everything you buy from a local store is helping to keep people employed, and that's the most important thing for us to be focusing on now. You know, getting people back into work and making sure that we can really grow that working community in Tasmania.
That's a very good point you make about buying local for Christmas. I hadn't thought along those lines, but we've also had warnings, I think, from Australia Post and others to say that if you don't order your Christmas things now, you could miss out because they're expecting a massive backlog.
Wow, isn't that incredible? And look, I could imagine, for example, if you're in Melbourne right now and you've been locked down for, what now, 8 or so weeks, there's probably a lot more to do than to be shopping online, is there?
So I reckon.
Australia Post being under a fair bit of pressure. But look, you know, I do think Tasmanians will rally again, and I do think we'll see, you know, more retail going through our state than we've seen ever before. And as I said, you know, hats off to every listener, because I think everyone has just done a wonderful job in supporting local across this period.
I think infrastructure is going to be a big part of it, and the state government have recognised that with their pipeline to recovery, or whatever they're calling it. That's very heavily infrastructure orientated, and so was the budget last night as well.
Yeah, look, we know that it's actually not a bad thing for governments to borrow money when they're building stuff, because we know that the things that they're building are going to be used by future Australians, so it should be something that they're prepared to pay for as well. Look, I was really pleased to see things like the causeway between Sorell and Hobart being funded. I mean, anyone that's been through Midway Point at Peakow knows that is just absolutely atrocious. I would have liked to have seen something for, the Kooi part.
Kooi Kooi, yeah.
Yeah, look, the Cam Bridge, I think, is a real area that needs to be fixed. You know, we know that if there's an accident on Cam Bridge, you can't get, you can't get support across that bridge to the other side. So I do think that needs to be looked at. What we also know, though, that although there have been lots of promises, we haven't seen as much money going out the door as we have in previous years. So Tasmania was 8% down in its actual spend when we looked at the last state of accounts. So what I'd like to see is this money actually flowing through now. And that's going to take some pretty clever work from our bureaucracy and also local governments to really push forward their planning processes and other things. to make sure we can get this money out the door. And that's one thing that Frydenberg said, that they want, you know, shovel-ready projects, and if we don't get onto it quickly enough, we'll lose the money. So it's very important that we move fast and we get this money out the door.
Yeah, I'm a bit cynical, though, being in the media for so long. I think that the extra money you're talking about is being put aside so that we can probably get something coming up to a federal election, I reckon.
Well, look, I really hope not. I really hope that, again, what I worry about is if we're not careful, we're going to start to lose some of our tradies out of Tasmania as the border starts to reopen. That's why it's so important we have, you know, as many projects as possible actually funded, so we can keep people in Tasmania and we can keep you know, the work flowing through our local communities, because each one of those jobs, you know, they spend money in their local stores, they spend money in their local hospitality outlets, and it flows through the community. So, you know, let's get the money out the door.
Yeah, and with the infrastructure, of course, you need the tradesmen to do it, or tradespeople to do it, and that's why there's a big emphasis on training as well.
Yeah, look, it is, because we need to make sure that every single project in Tasmania is built by Tasmanians. And that's going to take some clever work of our training providers to be able to reskill people. We know as some industries have come off, others are growing, and construction is one of those where there's just more and more work coming and more projected into the future as well. So we need to be smarter in the way that we train people. I was really pleased to see that there are incentives to, you know, for businesses to put on trainees and apprentices. I hope they continue that. I would have liked to have seen that extending a bit more past just 35 as well. I do think that there needs to be more of a focus on older employees too, which didn't really come through in this budget as much as I would have hoped. But fundamentally, wow, you know, what a budget for business.
Yeah. You're right, actually, with that last one. I've got a son who's in his late 30s, so he doesn't qualify for that, but he's keen to change his job. He's happy to do a traineeship as an adult traineeship, but that's not around at the moment. So you're right, it probably needs... And because of the pandemic, we would have seen a lot of people that have lost their jobs that need to retrain to go into other industries, and perhaps there should have been a bit more incentive for that.
Well, look, we know we're in an older community here in Tasmania and other states too, so, you know, we are a bit different. And I really would like to see the state now look at this in their coming budget. You know, what can they do to leapfrog on the back of what is a really powerful, you know, budget for businesses? You know, what can the state now do in their coming budget to help out those, you know, I suppose, idiosyncrasies of what is Tasmania, you know, an older community, you know, one where we're going to need to look at older workers to change careers rather than just younger ones, for example. So I hope the coming budget with the state will really take a leaf out of Frydenberg's book. You know, I hope that they'll look at bringing forward infrastructure. I hope they'll look at, you know, relieving payroll tax. Anything they can do to get people back to work needs to be a focus.
Well, I think the state government already put some money aside for training for people that have to change jobs, so that's good. We just need an extension of that perhaps in the state budget. But I think overall, Michael, a federal budget last night, not a bad one.
Very pleased with business. It's a budget that really supports business, and today businesses right across the country, and certainly in Tasmania, are pleased with what happened last night. It's a great thing.
Michael, thanks for your time this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Martin.